The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Welcome to Success Saturday, your 15 minutes of fun, the place to get inspired and stay inspired. Rekindle your romance with success. Look at that crowd, Jerry.
Wowzer, Tom. I think they're getting me inspired.
Absolutely, Jerry. Absolutely. And how about that wonder? You talk about inspiration. Hello, Bobby J.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Bob.
Jerry, it's always a pleasure to see you.
And Bob, everybody can listen to you and Stan Turner right here on Club 1220 every weekday, noon to 2, correct?
That is right, Monday through Friday.
I love that show, Bob. I love that show.
Jerry, you call in once in a while, too.
I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
And Jerry, speaking of love, how about if we take a quick break for an advertisement?
Sounds good to me, Tom.
How am I going to sit right down and write myself a letter? And I'm going to make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
Hey, we're back. Jerry, can you grab those phones? Some of our success friends want to save money on their home and auto insurance. And success friends, you can too. Just give us a call at 651-738-0107.
I'm on it, Tom.
Hey, and a shout out to our longtime listener, Doug Klein. Hi, Doug. Keep those lemon drops coming. We love them. And speaking of lemon drops.
Hey, Tom, let me do today's lemon drop.
All right, Jerry, here it comes.
I love that. Hey, your grand obsession may not change the world, but I guarantee that it will change your world.
Hey, that's wonderful, Jerry. Wonderful.
That's right. Your grand obsession may not change the world, but I guarantee it will change your world.
Loving it, Jerry. You know, Jerry, and I got a question for you now. Do you have a grand obsession?
Well, you know, Tom, I most certainly do.
Well, Jerry, are you willing to share it with all our success friends here out in Club KLBB 1220 land?
I most certainly will, Tom. My grand obsession is someday to be able to talk without you moving your lips.
Jerry, I'll tell you. Well, Jerry, it is nice to have dreams, isn't it? Very nice to have dreams.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tom, I think that's a dream I may take to the wood chipper.
Jerry, I'm telling you what, you're on fire today. But hey, you know, that's why we love you, right, Bob?
That's right. I love that guy.
But success, friends, hey, one thing I want to remind you is look for our website, TommyFierce.com, and you can see us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all just by looking for our name, Tommy Fierce. And our website, Success Friends, is just about ready to launch. I'm only waiting for our goal-setting app to be completed. The two will tie in together. But also, when you sign up for our Lemon Drops on TommyFierce.com, you will also receive my free ebook on goal setting. So keep an eye out for that. And, you know, before I forget, Bob, you know, we're talking about Lemon Drops.
That's right.
Did you have any that stood out this last year?
Oh, I did. The one I really like is it goes like this. A wish feels good, but gets us nowhere unless we turn that wish into a burning desire.
Isn't that true? And that kind of, that, you know, that kind of gets into a little bit about what we're talking about. Mm. And I think I said last year, Bob, but I think I meant last week. But we're talking about the gift of goal setting. So, you know, I think exactly what you said is right, Bob.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And, you know, Jerry, Bob, every week, you know, it seems I talk about one aspect of goal setting. And today I'm going to try and put it all together if I have enough time. Okay. So let's get going.
Yeah, that sounds like a good goal, Tom. See what I did there, Bob?
Yeah, I like it, Jerry.
I'm telling you, Jerry, you've been away from the microphone for too long. But of course, success, friends, the gift of goal setting is a life well lived. You know, success, friends, I want to share a couple of clips that I think define what a grand obsession is. And these are just a few sound bites from a couple of speeches from last century that are still relevant for us today. Both of these happen to be from the 60s, and that's just coincidental. Our first one is noteworthy for three words, but don't just listen to the words. Listen to the sound, the belief, the obsession. And our second one, it's a little bit longer, but I think you'll understand it when you hear it. So let's hear our sound bite.
I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream.
But why some say the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win, and the others too.
Wow, I'll tell you, I still get emotional when I hear either one of these speeches. You know, success, friends, do you understand a little bit better what I'm talking about when I say a grand obsession? You know, a grand obsession is something that we may not see to the end. Kennedy or King didn't see their dreams realized, but grand obsessions make our life worth living. And no matter who you are or how old you are, you must have a grand obsession. That's something that gets you out of bed each morning. And that's something that keeps you up working late into the night. And, you know, you start working towards your grand obsession by setting goals. And when we talk about the gift of goal settings, you need to know there are six steps to goal setting. Step number one, know where you want to go. Step number two, write it down. If you can write it down, then you can, step number three, break it down into little pieces. Pieces that tell you what you need to do each day. Number four, you need a deadline. Number five, repetition. Hey, that's how our mind works, repetition. Remind yourself daily as to what your goal is. And number six, reward yourself along the way. Experience and enjoy the win. Now, I want to share with you a true story about a client of the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. Angela and Sarah own a store called I Like You. You know, And they had a grand obsession, great service, wonderful stuff to sell to people. But, you know, I love to call this store because of the way the phone is answered. You know, they say, hello, I like you. I mean, I'm feeling good right at the start, right? But, you know, I asked them, how do they come to start their business? And, you know, Angela, she grew up in a family that was self-employed. So self-employed made sense to her. Sarah had worked for others most of her life and wanted a change and a challenge. They met through friends and having many of the same interests, a partnership was born. Now what to do? They dreamed, they planned, and then they acted. And in 2007, they opened their first I Like You store. Since then, they have opened up a second store in St. Paul, and they're at the fair, and you can find them at the Mall of America right now, too. And all of this started with a dream. Their vision is so clear. On their website, they state, the Twin Cities are humming with hip, independent crafters and artists like us who need a creative space to showcase their wares. So we've collaborated with over 200 of those artists to get our shop jam-packed with beautiful, unique, strange findings that have been locally or independently made. You know, when I asked, what is your grand obsession? They immediately tell me that they are here to support local artists. In fact, and this kind of blows me away, but they have given over $3 million back to local artists since they started their dream. And today's success, friends, they even dream bigger dreams, and the best is yet to come. But note, they have a grand obsession. They wrote down their dreams, reminded themselves what they are trying to do. They still remind themselves of what they are working for. They talk of deadlines for goals, and they told me that their reward is providing a place for local artists to have a voice. And success, friends, they have and still work hard every day. It has been 11 years since they opened their store, so success does take time. And for them, the journey is so wonderful. Hey, to find out more, Google I Like You on the internet. You'll find their website. You may have to say I Like You Minneapolis, but you'll find them, and please visit them. It's just wonderful stuff.
Hey, Tom, I hate to interrupt you, but we need to take another break.
Okay, Jerry, we'll be right back with one last idea. I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
We're back, success friends.
Don't worry, Chum, I got the phones.
Thanks, Jerry. And success friends, one last thought. We are talking about the gifts of goal setting. And my question to you is, are you going somewhere or just marking time, waiting for fate to step in and change things? Guess what? That bus doesn't stop here. You must make the decision of where you want to go and figure out how to get there. You know, until Kennedy, man wished upon a star. But Kennedy had a grand obsession, put a goal in place, and now we talk of a man on Mars. And you know what? My bet is we'll be there. So success, friends, don't mark time, make time. Make time for your success. Hey, at least that's how I see it. So until next Saturday at 11:30 a.m., goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, success. This is Tom Fierst
and Geriatrics
reminding you to get inspired and stay inspired.
And remember, don't text and drive.
Bye, Jerry. Bye.
Young son, do you take my place? I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's.